The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, as I said, we're here in the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Centre. I actually told, I got something wrong earlier on. I told you that it was 3.1 million square feet. I was wrong. It's closer to 4 million square feet. It's the first and only federal building dedicated to both government and private use, and it's designated as the official World Trade Center in Washington, D.C. And I'm delighted to be joined by our host today, Maureen Pace, President of the World Trade Center Dublin and Vice President of the Drew Company, and John P. Drew, President of the Drew Company and an innovative Boston-based real estate management and development company and the operator of this building. Guys, you're both very welcome. Maureen, I might start with you first. Tell us a little bit about this extraordinary building and about the work you do with the World Trade Center, DC, Boston, and Dublin. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, World Trade Centers are dedicated to facilitating business for small to medium sized, you know, companies. We work with a lot of large companies as well. It is in partnership with government, so government and private sector, you know, working in concert to ensure that companies have the tools they need to grow. Today is a great example of a delegation, the Ireland Gateway to Europe, being here in D.C. So we're working jointly between the World Trade Center Boston, the World Trade Center Washington, D.C., and also the World Trade Center Dublin to make sure that this group understands the market here and will leave D.C. feeling like if they chose a partner here and or wanted to establish themselves here, they understood the city, its culture, its lifestyle, and its business acumen.
Okay. John, the concept is an extraordinary concept. I mean, and a hugely ambitious one. Where did it come from? And you must have had slight doubts at the start, like you're thinking big, but, you know, can we deliver big as well?
Sure. It came from, we started in Boston with the World Trade Center in Boston, and the idea came through our relationship with local government in Boston. We had a real estate project that Commonwealth Pier, which was really a first place where a lot of actually Irish visitors to the United States arrived. The idea was to make a building that was focused on international trade. So we had a number of agencies in the building. We had private sector groups in the building. It hadn't really been done in a physical way like that in the past. The World Trade Center brand was fairly new at the time, but gave us access, even at that time, to a large network of other trade centers around the world and kind of legitimized what we were doing in the city as well. So it grew off that. We had a great success in Boston that led to other real estate portions of that project. Hotel and office. And then we were asked to come here to D.C. because of the success of that project, where the government here was embarking on creating an international trade center using all the agencies, the U.S. agencies and their international trade focused groups. They wanted to have them under one roof. And they saw that what we had done in Boston, what was done around the world, could be in some ways duplicated here. So we were brought in to this building almost 30 years ago now, to help them assist the GSA, the General Services Administration, with that project. So it's been very successful. It's unique. The network is, we'll talk more about it, has grown around the world. But for us, it sets apart both the real estate, but also lends the mission of the building, which is to facilitate international trade.
Okay. And Maureen, you spend a lot of time in Dublin. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So my usual time spent in Dublin is at least one week per month. I'm there more if I need to be, but I make sure that I'm there regularly. And that's just making sure that, you know, I'm supporting our team there, that, you know, we continue to grow our partnerships. We have an international business club now that's centered around thought leadership. So understanding, you know, topics that are needed on the ground, that type of thing. It's imperative to be there, you know, to understand, you know, what's resonating with people, what's not, and to make sure that we're supporting the companies that we're helping to grow in the right way.
Okay. John, the commercial real estate market, has it changed a lot? I mean, I think in the past 6 years, you know, we had pandemics, we had lockdowns, we had the war in Ukraine still ongoing, we've the war in Iran. That all of that must have presented challenges.
It has. I think it depends on what market you're in. Certainly in the U.S., once the pandemic set in, the idea of hybrid work was new to a lot of industries here and a lot of businesses here, but it's not going away anytime soon. So in the U.S., the return to work has been a little bit slower, I'd say, than in Ireland. It seems like Ireland got right back into the office for the most part, though I think everyone is offering some flexibility. In the U.S., in particular, it's really changed how people work here. In D.C., for example, we have a lot of vacant property now, a lot of vacant real estate. I think there's been people who are returning to the office, and there's been a push by the government to get workers back here in D.C., but a lot of workers don't want to come back, and they want the flexibility to work from home certain days. So that's certainly changed the office market. It's changed, and again, in the U.S. in particular, there's been a flight to higher quality buildings. I think people after the pandemic really liked sustainability, wellness was important for buildings. So that it lends itself to newer buildings versus some of the older stock that's out there. So it's had a significant impact. People want to be close to transit. That came out of, you know, something that came out of the pandemic as well. And people are demanding when they're looking for office, you know, more amenities in their buildings. Something to attract their workers back into the office. You need to have kind of a hook. So with that comes activity. That's why trade centers we think is so great, because we have here, for example, at the building, we do 2,000 in-person events a year. And what we have seen come back are the events. People, even if they're not in the office every day, they still want to meet. Mm-hmm. They still want to interact. So having the variety of what we have here in the building, which is, you know, temporary office space, but also then all the activities that go around it. In addition to that, to get people back in the office, and this is kind of common in projects, real estate projects now, is you have to have activities going on around activation around the outside the building or inside the building. Restaurants are key, you know, music, everything else. We do a live music series here. We do a farmer's market. But these are all just, honestly, ways to keep the to keep a community engaged and get people back.
Okay. I know you both have kind of close ties with Ireland. I think you went to the Michael Smurfit's business school. I think I'm right in saying, John, you studied there a few years ago.
I did. Just a couple.
Just a couple, yeah. You and me both. and Maureen, obviously, you're back and forth. Is Ireland a good place for you guys to do business? Would you say it is still a good place to do business?
I think Ireland is an excellent place to do business. It truly is the gateway to Europe. And, you know, it's Ireland and the U.S., you know, in particular have, you know, a long-standing commitment to one another. And I see that continuing. And so for us, we see it as our gateway to Europe as a company as well.
Okay.
And the World Trade Centers Association has 300 World Trade Centers located in 100 countries around the world with 1 million members. And we bring other World Trade Centers, delegations from around the world to Ireland for that very purpose of people understanding that Ireland is the gateway to Europe, particularly, you know, after Brexit. And so, you know, we're very busy with that. And Ireland is a smart, it's a lot like D.C. in my mind, in that you've got a lot of young, vibrant, really smart people in the community. And that's a lot like what's here in D.C. So it's the connection is strong and vibrant and has has good outcomes and good purpose.
Okay. All right. Well, look, thanks to both for coming into us, and thank you for hosting us. I know you hosted us last year in Boston as well in your hotel. So thank you very much. John P. Drew and Maureen Pace. Am I allowed? Siblings, I should say, even though...
secret's out.
Yeah. Thanks to both of you for coming into us, and continued success. And as I say, thank you indeed for putting us up here over the last, or today and the next couple of days. We really appreciate it. Thanks for coming
in. It's our pleasure.
To The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.